my Humpty Dance right there. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Happy Hours here on Exotica TV. I'm your host, Jay. Huge fan of Vanna White, present fan club president, and my beautiful co-host, the one, the only, Mr. Dan. Hey, Dan, what's happening?
I can turn a letter.
What? A letter?
Here, wait. I'm gonna turn two letters for you, Jay. Ready?
Yeah. Doo-doo-doo. Yeah, there you go. You know what?
You gotta get a better joke writer. You gotta let me write the little intros underneath our names.
You know what? If you want
a horrible job,
if you want to write these things, you send it over to me. I will gladly maybe use them. Maybe. So, Danny boy,
our good friend John Beach, one of our loyal listeners, is there. What does that mean? I'm leaving the Jada Stevens at Exotica, New Jersey until you get her on.
The picture. John always likes to switch up his picture for like who he's got coming in and whatever. So I think he's like the dude from Russia is on the hunger strike. I think that John Beach might be on a picture strike.
We've tried getting Jada on and we actually book her, John, and she just gets really high and just never shows up.
Every time. We were supposed to do a 420 last year.
It was our 420 show last year on Exotica TV, and she bailed on us, and she said 10 minutes before. Feeling well. I'm like, there's no way she's not smoking weed at 420.
She was feeling high, very, very high.
Very, very high.
Oh, Danny boy, listen, I got big news this week. Big news.
I know.
Are you ready?
I know what it is.
Are you ready? Yep. Okay, well, what is it?
That you got your second shot? You're going crazy. Going crazy and chilling. I didn't celebrate that much.
Yes, that was a dolphin. Yes, that was a dolphin. Yes, my celebratory. I haven't gotten COVID and I hope to never get it. And I got my vaccination on Wednesday. And let me tell you, buddy.
You do have a big like fucking sense of relief. So
not only that, like I didn't even feel the needle go in, and it's weird. I didn't know that they do it rectally on the second one, but like it was, you know. But no, I didn't. I did not feel the needle go in whatsoever. I had no after effects except for pure unadulterated joy, and you know, hopefully I'm good to go. So. You're now done. I'm now done. A bunch of our staff members are done. Dare I say, Dan, it's starting to look up.
How come I can't type in the chat? I'm trying to like look at, and I can't type in the chat.
You shouldn't type in the chat. You're on the show.
I know, but I want to say hi to everybody in the chat. Hi, everybody.
Did you just say?
I want to hold up a newspaper so they know we're actually live. But anyway, dude, so.
Well, this is going to be interesting,
Dan. You know what's more exciting? The Yankees actually won a game yesterday.
What is that?
And the Knicks are in fourth place.
Okay. Why do the Yankees suck so bad this year?
They're just awful right now. It's horrible.
It's painful. But anyways, Dan, that's like talking about, you know,
dogs living together.
Who died. Yeah. Like, by the way, rest in peace, Shock G. All right, keep going, Dan. I don't want you to talk about this stuff anymore.
You know, Shock G, man, every year when we would, everybody knows that we would have hip-hop artists at the show. You know, classic hip-hop artists. Yeah, we've had Tone Loc and Naughty by Nature and Young MC and Coolio. Who else do we have? Two Live Crew.
Two White Crew.
Anybody else? Did I miss anybody? One of the guys from the Roots Crew.
That doesn't even make honorable mention.
Chopping. Yeah, chopping. But every year, like the booking agent would try and push a Shock G to us or whatever, and I'm like, eh. And actually, he pushed DMX to us too. So it's like 2 weeks in a row, man. We lost a hip hop.
You know what this means, Dan? Every old school hip hop guy should want to do Exotica because the ones that aren't not doing so good.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but you know what? Enough of this. Let's nobody wants to look at our fucking ugly mug.
This is
going to
be interesting, Dan. You ready for this? This is a new one for us. We haven't done this
a new
before.
One. So never before in the history of Exotica TV did we have somebody just not show. But. It could be happening right now.
It may be.
So
we're not sure.
Unfortunately, we're supposed to have two guests on, one being Foxy.
We got all the guests
Foxy,
we can handle.
We don't know right now. But luckily for us, we have a veteran of Exotica TV. By veteran, I mean she's been on once before and didn't fucking hate us.
Yep.
Please welcome back to the show the one and only Miss Sheena Rose. What's up, Sheena?
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to stick this here for now. Okay. We're just going to, we're going to let, we're going to let her sit there. We'll see. Hey, Foxy, how's it going? We'll see how it plays out. Yep. We should be, she joins in. If she doesn't, we'll just stick with it.
If we get really, really high, Sheena, she might actually talk.
Oh, okay, yeah. And if everyone watching out there gets really, really high, too.
Exactly.
I like this idea.
But how you been?
I've been amazing. Thank you. How have you guys been?
We're good. Jay, can you put Sheena up at the top so we can...
I can, you know, do you want me to just get rid of Foxy for now? We've just had enough of her. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let me see. Let me
Let's go ahead.
Wait, let's go. We got Dan.
Yeah, I look gigantic now. No, I don't like that picture.
There's Sheena. Yeah, and we got me.
There you go.
Okay, oh, we got Sheena's random name sitting over here. All right. See, this is the stuff that you're not
supposed to see. Everybody, just
so
you know, too, if you want to donate to us and help us find missing stars that are supposed to be on our show, the little thing right underneath here.
Yep. Right there. You've been waiting to do that, haven't you?
Right there.
You have.
Venmo and PayPal at 3x events. Send us some fucking money so Jay can squander it on fucking cryptocurrency.
That's true.
How much money did we lose this week, Jay?
It has not been a good week. The entire market is down about 25%. But you know what, Dan? There's always next week. So, you know, don't worry. We're coming back strong.
Well, here's to, I have alcohol and weed. So
cheers.
I got whiskey stones for Christmas. So I put that in here. So
are those like kidney stones?
I'm like, did you ever have kidney stones?
No, I'm not that old.
Mm-hmm. They fucking suck. You've had them too, Sheena?
Yeah, I had a kidney stone when I was like 17.
Oh.
They fucking suck.
How does one get a kidney stone?
I for me personally, like my sister gets them from soda, but I and my dad got them from, my dad has 5 that he has to get surgery on right now that he got from energy drinks. And I got mine because I just have bad kidneys. Like, and I don't know. I always get bladder infections. I always get kidney problem. My kidneys always hurt. So I've got a kidney stone when I was like 17 and it was terrible.
Oh, that's brutal. And are those are the ones that you have to pee out, right?
Yeah, you have to be out. They don't do shit for you unless, like, you legit need surgery like my dad does.
Dude, I got it.
All they're doing for him is breaking it up so he could go home and piss it out.
They're the worst. So I went in. It was, like, some of the worst pain I've ever had in my life, and I've had some fucked up shit happen to me. I mean, I've had fucking a piano fall on my foot. I've been in car accidents, motorcycle accidents.
What is this, like Bugs Bunny?
Dude, it was a Bugs Bunny moment. It was very serious, Jay. You shouldn't make light of my foot injury.
Is that why you have that? Is that why you have that weird club foot thing now?
Yes, I have a weird club foot. Yeah.
It's the weird shoe that's like twice the size of the other shoe.
What the fuck really are they going to say? I was going to work my fucking train of thought here.
What's that, Dan?
Oh, the kidney stones.
Okay.
So I went to the fucking hospital. They did nothing. They sent me home with a fucking jug, a piss jug, and a fucking like a little paper cone with a screen in it.
And yeah, I had a piss like, into the fucking paper cone
that would catch the stones. Into the fucking piss jug, or you take the paper cone with me to work.
Go on.
When I went to the urinal, fucking pissing that to catch the stones, so they can see what the stones are made of.
Welcome to Exotic TV, everybody.
Okay, after a fucking week, imagine what that shit smelled like.
I don't. Oh, damn. Oh my god, dude.
Smell like Heineken, Jay. Heineken.
No, I'm not drinking Heineken, but you know, it's still disgusting.
Hey, I just got a text. A good friend of mine over at Bambino's Deli.
Does he happen to know Foxy?
He's very disappointed that Foxy isn't on. This is the first time in over a year that he's tuned in just because he wanted to see Foxy. So I'm sorry, Dave. May we make your dreams come true another day.
You know what can you do? We were gonna substitute Foxy with James Bartolet, but we decided against it. So
nothing about that would have ended well.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
So how did you celebrate? It was 420 this week, Sheena. How'd you celebrate?
I bet you she smoked.
I just smoked a lot of blunts and did my normal thing that I normally do. I guess I just smoked more blunts than I normally do.
You know what that's called? It's called Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, how about you?
Dan, what did you do to celebrate 420?
I did smoke a little bit, but not much.
I heard you boofed a bunch of marijuana.
Boofed? What the fuck is boofed mean?
It's when you stick it up your butt.
Oh. How do you know these things, Jay?
Yeah, I don't know. I learned it in prison.
You know, I told, by speaking of you and hiding drugs, I told a story the other day to the same person, this guy Dave, about how you thought you were Mr. Big Shit when you rolled into a certain town to go see a fish show with tons of mushrooms and fucking.
I did not do this. This was a totally different Jay Handy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're gonna throw me under the bus for shit. You're getting thrown under the bus for shit.
No, not.
You're getting thrown under the bus. I'm gonna back it up with that little beeping sound and go back over it again.
Beep beep beep. Yeah.
No. So you just smoked more weed than usual. How much weed do you consume, you think, in a week, Sheena?
Shit.
You look really fucking high right now.
Well, at least probably 2 ounces, because I buy an ounce every like 4 days or so.
And
2 ounces a week.
You're in a legal state, so you can just roll. And when you buy by the ounce, is it pretty cheap? Or is it like...
No, the fuck it ain't. It is not. Like, if I'm lucky, I'll spend like $400 a week on weed. But lately, it's been like $600 to $800 a week.
Damn, I've been watching a lot of Intervention, and I feel like the heroin addict crack meth people like only spend like $100 or $150 a day. So like, what's crazy in the world is that you could spend more on weed. That's like, I mean,
honestly, it's a lot of the taxing. Like, if I were to go get my medical card, which I fucking should, it's like the one thing I really should.
It would
do,
be a good investment.
Like, I don't know what the discount is, but I know the tax goes a lot lower if you have one. And it's just I buy like one specific type of weed, and it's the top shelf.
So what's your favorite?
It's called Pure Kush.
Pure Kush?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
And so I don't know. It's just it's pretty crazy, because like an ounce, like today I just went. Sorry, I had to close my door. Okay. Today I just went and I bought an ounce and I spent $320 on it.
So does it fluctuate in price?
I literally just bought an ounce on the 19th, and that was like $320.
What is it, like the pork belly market?
It's futures. Weed futures.
The pork belly futures, weed futures.
Oh, man.
It's kind of cool, because every time I spend $3,000, I get a free ounce of weed. And then also,
Do you get a card punched when you go?
No, it's on an app. And then on the app also, like, they have members. Like, if you spend so much money, you can be a member. And I'm at, like, the last level. I'm the black member.
You're, like, the black card.
I'm actually high right now. I just realized I never put on my headphones.
Couldn't hear it this whole time.
I'm like, I'm having trouble hearing people, and I'm like, why the fuck is this?
Because you're literally listening to the sound coming out of headphones 3 feet away from your head.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god, we're off to a good start. This is you would expect. Dan was just saying that we are now. What did you say, Dan? A full year? No, we're like a year plus.
We're a little bit over a year in.
When we did our first happy hour.
If you take away like the couple of weeks when Jay took vacations and shit.
Why is it always me that takes vacations?
Dude, have I taken a vacation?
You just don't leave your house. That's not my fault.
I leave my house.
You should take a staycation.
Is it Exotica's completely canceled for 2021?
Our first show is supposed to be scheduled is currently scheduled for middle end of July in Chicago.
Middle,
which is like,
well, I think we're gonna make
it. I don't, but you know,
I know that's not what I was saying this morning. I had a
Dan and I go back and forth and back and forth, and it's like, I think I did the math today, and if the infection rate drops at the same rate that it has this week, for it will be at zero, which obviously won't happen, but like we would be at zero by the first week of June, which means that we're headed like in a great direction. But do I think that they're going to open up, you know, indoor stuff like this by then? If we were in Texas or Florida, probably. But like, Chicago is pretty liberal, and they've definitely been on the safer side of everything and whatever.
Well,
so
I'm going to Chicago in September for Riot Fest, and it's an outdoor festival. But you know, like, as far as like the emails I'm getting and shit, they're saying it's still going on.
Yeah, they announced a couple of big bands this week, announced their tours starting the last week of July, and like most of them are starting down south and kind of working their way up north. But like, you know, the thing is like, shit is going to change very fast. As soon as the infection rate like drops to like nothing, which it will when people are all fully vaccinated and whatever. I think that like, good luck trying to keep, you know, 350 million people inside like you have for the last, like, even whether you believe it in it or not. Like, I'm as like cautious as anybody could be with this stuff, and I'm over it. I'm fucking over it. Like, got my second shot, time to go. Don't want to wear a mask outside. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm now like, I'm done with this, but I don't get to.
I kind of like wearing a mask.
You know what's crazy? So I'm in Philly, and during the winter it was great. Like, I actually like, because it keeps your face warm, and like, it's, you know, and you don't have to worry about like dealing with people when you're in public. Like, you don't have to like fake smile to people or do anything like that.
I deal with some people, whatever, and I'm wearing a mask, and like, you know, you say something and, you know, you're laughing as you're saying it, but they can't tell you're laughing, so they just think you're a giant dick.
Yeah. Dan, you don't laugh very much anyway.
I smile at people through my mask all the time and hope they can tell by my eyes. I'm like,
I know. If, you know what's funny is
what
like,
was that face again?
I overly smile.
That was impressive.
You should shoot a box cover of that, and you know, we could just call it.
My move has been, because I'll wear like glasses a lot, and they're the worst with a mask because it, you know, fogs up and whatever. But I find that like, if you like make like this like weird duck face and breathe out the mask instead of like up through the mask, it doesn't fog everything out. So I find myself like this under a mask. But then now I'm afraid that like, I'm not going to wear the mask and I'm going to have this like weird look on my face and people are going to be like, the fuck like, is wrong with that guy? Saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
will we have a Vux? John, how many names you got in here? Will we have a vaccine promo for Exotica? John Beach will ask.
What exactly would be in a vaccine promo? Oh, like as in like, if you get a vaccine, do you get something off or like whatever? No, but we will do some stuff.
Well, we might give a special t-shirt or something.
No, we're going to do some stuff. I'm trying to stay in the middle of this like whole vaccine argument. I mean, I have my own personal beliefs, but like, you know, to each their own.
We can reward it. Do you know, in New York this week, there was a...
joints.
It was jabs for joints.
Yeah.
So if you got a shot, you know, if you got the shot, you got a joint.
Yep.
And yeah. The mayor signed off on it. The governor signed off on it because they legalized weed in New York. So.
Dude, yeah. Chuck Schumer.
I love that.
Chuck Schumer tweeted on 420, like, happy 420, like, smoke them if you got them or whatever. This is like this, like, 90-year-old, like, you know, senator. It's kind of fucked up if you think about it, because these are the same guys that have been in charge of the system for the last like 30 or 40 years. And now are like coming around and they're like, hey, happy 420. Meanwhile, there's like, you know, a couple hundred thousand people, you know, incarcerated because of like bullshit crimes that they did, right. You know, about weed. I don't know. It's a very weird, like,
you know, what'd be funny as fuck. I'm just thinking here. I'm sorry. This is how my mind works. And I'm kind
of go for it, Dan.
totally different subject. Would it be funny if we just
have you ever had chocolate Cheerios? No, sorry.
If we just I did buy Fruity Pebbles this week. If I just took the link and I just started sending it to like random people and just see who clicks on it to come in here to the show. Come on.
No, absolutely not. We're not letting any randoms in here. That's a horrible. That is a horrible idea, Dan.
Not random. I mean, we have interesting Rolodexes.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. You got to give them a little bit of a heads up, like, "Hey, by the way, you're on air." Like, you know, I was thinking about
tweet out. I'm sending it to Jay's mom. Click this link if you want to go on air.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm sending it to Jay's mom right now, Sheena.
I think she's been day drinking today, so she may actually click on that. Like, I don't think we should do that.
Day drinks.
Not usually, but she's got some like family and friends up and stuff, which then Tina's up there. So it could turn into a whole shit show and we don't need to go down that road.
Damn.
Yeah. No. My mom's made her appearances on Exotica TV.
I really want to go to an Exotica.
Well, listen, so Chicago is like right on the chopping block for July. It's going to be, we'll know in a couple of weeks.
Jay, stop.
What?
Stop.
But
stop being negative.
But moving forward from there, Florida in September, we could have done it in September last year down there. So like that should be good to go. October in Jersey is by October. This shit, like we're going to be.
I know, dude, we're solid,
moving. So it's a bummer to have to like kind of try and decide on this Chicago thing because I'm fucking.
Will you
ready
guys
now.
Ever have one in Vegas?
You no. know, it's been asked a bunch. The answer is probably no, mainly because A, AVN's out there and they've always been out there, and we've had like a good relationship with those guys, even though they've kind of become the Exotica Expo in the last like 15 years.
Even though they ripped us off.
But the problem is like our show, we pull a lot of like, we're all local. So like we get all of our vendors and stuff come from all over the country and the world, but like the attendance is all from the city that we
except
do it
Jersey.
In
Jersey. A lot of people fly
and Vegas,
from Europe.
Vegas
Jersey.
Is weird, man. Like Vegas is one of those places that's like, you have like, how do you market to the people that are flying in to go? Because like, I don't know about you. Like when I fly into Vegas, I know you're out there, but when I go in, it's not like I consume media, you know, I'm not looking at billboards or, you know, watching TV ads or any of that stuff. Like, you know, I'm there and drunken debauchery and not thinking about, you know, like what's going on around and whatever. So I would never say never, but it's not necessarily, we want to get back out west.
Here's
for sure.
Here's a good idea.
You guys, you guys were in Los Angeles at one point.
We did LA for 2 years.
Can we say why we don't do LA anymore?
Way back. It was, you know what?
Is there an NDA on that?
No, I won't lie. Like I've thought about going back to LA recently. Like, and you know, I still think that an LA show would be great. But when we were doing
it, I want to know the tea. Dan is hinting at something. Why aren't
yeah,
you guys?
You can tell it, Dan. I'm glad to tell it about.
So we did. So we did LA for 2 years, right? And the interest. So the first year was okay. It wasn't horrible. You know, like it depends. Like, you know, sometimes first show, you know, it's got to build. But we did our second show there, and it was right around the time of Hurricane. Was it Katrina here? No. It wasn't Superstorm Sandy. It was like Irene?
Yeah,
Irene.
It was Irene.
So Irene was going on back home here on the East Coast in Jersey and Philly. His wife was fucking pregnant, flipping the fuck out.
She was like 9 months pregnant, and I was in L.A. Yeah. doing a show. It was
I had just started dating my girlfriend. So it was like, you know, kind of weird then too. And the show was just horrible. I mean, the highlight of the show was we got really fucked up and went to the Playboy Mansion one night.
That was
and
fun.
That was like the only good, that was the only good thing that came out of it. But
we could have spent a lot less money on what we lost at LA and gone to the Playboy
but
Mansion.
But the horrible thing is some fucking guy filed a class action suit against
us. Oh, this
us.
Is what you're talking about. Okay.
Am I allowed to talk about this?
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Okay, I didn't know if there was a guy.
No. I was gonna talk shit about like AdultCon and whatever, but we can
I'll
do
fuck
that later.
Guy, but file the class action because we do Ladies Free Friday and said it was discrimination. So you know we had to defend the suit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
But it's but remember,
so either way you have to defend the suit, so it costs money either way. But that was like the whole thing. So that's why we don't go back.
Incel. But what's crazy is it's only California. It's only California. Like California is the state that like the overregulated like whatever state where. You literally, like, so, I don't know. There's a long story to it, but, like, the way that the law works in California, like, literally, if you offer any type of, like, promo, like, ladies free or, you know, whatever, first drink free, whatever, any time that you do that, if you're found guilty of doing it, it can be up to $3,000 per person.
No way. That
was, like, let
anyway.
In.
Anyway. So that's like, why we don't do a California.
Insane. No way.
Yeah, no. It was a back in the day when we first started, like in the first half of when we started Exotica. LA had
Exotica Albuquerque before I would do that.
This show, LA had a show called Erotica LA, which was owned by AVN. It was a huge consumer show. It was awesome. And then AdultCon was like this cheesy ass. Like I think he's still kind of around. Like flea market of like shit. I mean, it was a mess. And he would do the show like 4 times a year in LA. And so, you know, it is like people don't look at Exotica and think like, oh, it's Exotica. It's just a porn convention, you know? So like, it doesn't matter if it's Exotica or Erotica or AdultCon. Everybody goes to AdultCon and is like, yo, this is an adult convention. They suck. And then they don't go to anything else, you know? So we had a tough couple of years trying to do that show there. But, You know what? We went to the Playboy Mansion. We made the best of it. It wasn't as bad as Columbus, Ohio. So
that was pretty fucking bad. Yeah, that's like, I don't even know what we won't go into the history of Exotica.
We always end up talking about the things that we struck out on versus the things that we actually did.
Exotica, New Jersey's fucking. You want to come to Exotica, New Jersey?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
New Jersey's the one that like everyone goes to that I see all the time. People
Jersey. Jersey's a fucking monster. Like it just
I can't wait.
You would never think it. It's like Edison, New Jersey, in the middle of like nowhere. But all of a sudden, you know, there's 15,000 people in a room, and you're like, "What the fuck is happening here?" It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
You know who else is from Jersey?
Okay, so I'll go to Exotica, New Jersey. I've never been to New Jersey. Well, I flew into New Jersey into Newark once, but I was going to Connecticut, so I didn't.
Connecticut. Oh God, I lived in Connecticut for a while.
So you worked for Burning. You shot for Burning Angel. That was like how you got into. That was your first company you ever shot with, right?
Yeah.
Joanna scooped you up somewhere. Where'd she find you?
Well, she was a suicide girl, right? She's a suicide girl.
No, so I was a suicide girl, like. Before I was a Burning Angel, and then they kicked me out for being a Burning Angel, and then but Joanna, I didn't find anywhere. I worked with a photographer, and he knew I was trying to get into porn. He was an AVN photographer, and
was this all to support your weed habit?
No, well, no, maybe I don't know.
I haven't thought that through.
I haven't thought it through yet. Yeah, it still is all to this day. It's all just to support the weed habit.
Listen, I want to hang out when you come to Exotica. I'm hanging out with you because it just sounds like you know what's up. So I'm in.
Yeah, that'll end well.
And so he sent my photos over to Joanna, and then like literally that weekend, I went to LA and shot my first two scenes.
That's so. Suicide girls, it's interesting. Like, and you said that they kicked you out because, you know, whatever. I've found over the years of working with these guys, like way back when I was talking to them and they were like, oh, we're not adult. We're not, you know, we're almost like anti-adult. We're like, you know, not affiliated with it. We wouldn't do the show, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like over the years, like, that's kind of like changed, you know, like, I mean,
well, you know, it's not even over the years. That's just their, like, that is such a hierarchy mentality. Like just because you don't do spread eagle shots and you do hardcore in your thing doesn't mean that you're not adult. Like you are still posing nude and that is a form of sex work. Like it doesn't 100%. Mean that you're way the fuck up here because you're not banging out your butthole, you know? And if honestly, if that were the case, then why the fuck does suicide girls care so much when someone's a Burning Angel? I thought, how is it a competition site when you guys aren't an adult site and Burning Angel has the people getting their buttholes banged out?
Yep.
That's why.
Money. Yeah, no,
it never makes sense. Like when Suicide Girls wrote me and told me that they were going to archive me if I didn't like leave, like I don't know what
you have
they
that letter
wanted.
Framed?
Like, I don't know if they wanted Joanna to take my videos off of Burning Angel or what. I don't know what the fuck they wanted, but they, I don't know. So they were like blah blah blah, and I told Joanna, and she was just like, "Wow, I can't believe they're still doing that," because I never gave a fuck. And it's like, yeah, I don't get it either. Like, no. If you guys aren't competition, then why are they kicking girls out?
And the worst part about it is it feels like they're looking down on you. Right. Like, it's not hey, like, this is like a professional decision. Like, you know, we don't want anybody else like repping another brand with ours and this and that. It's like, oh,
well, that's what they say. That? That's what they say. They say it's a competition site. But how, if you just said it yourself, that they said that they didn't want to be affiliated with anything adult yet. Okay. But you're posing naked. Like that is adult. Like, I'm sorry that you feel like you're so much better than fucking porn, but.
Well, the funny thing was years later they hit us up to try and book their burlesque troupe.
No, the Suicide Sirens are not the Suicide Girls.
Suicide Girls had a troupe that like they actually like put out there or whatever, and they called us to like to book them at the show.
Yeah,
and we were like, motherfucker.
We have like, a burlesque like, team that they go and,
well, I know
like,
there's Suicide Sirens, too, that broke off.
Yeah, no, totally different. So, but what was funny was like, awesome. When, you know, we wanted to have them at the show, they were like, oh, we wouldn't do that. But when it came time to like try and book their services, they were like, hey, we'll come to the show. Like, you know, it, very weird. Anyways.
From what I've heard, I'm not sure because I haven't been on the site in forever, but from what I've heard, I heard that they have like a live webcam and shit on their site now.
I've heard that too. Yeah.
Dude,
it's, you know what? It's like Dan said in the very beginning, it's all money. And you know what? Joanne is way more fun to hang out with, I'm sure.
Of the matter is here, let me break it down to you. You become a suicide girl when your photo set hits the front page of the site. You get $500. I had one photo set.
Is that American dollars?
$500 American dollars.
It's like, an ounce of weed.
You get $500 and then you like, and if you just were on that site and you just putting photo sets on there, you wouldn't get any money until it got the front page. I got from Suicide Girls $500. I made probably 10 or 20 times more of that working for Burning Angel. I've gone to Exotica with Burning Angel. I've gone to AVN with Burning Angel. I have Joanna. I actually consider Joanna a friend of mine.
Right.
So
yeah,
it was like so funny. I was like, okay, bye, archive me. Like,
it's like this weird abusive relationship. Like, if you talk to other people, we're through.
Exactly.
What's
funny is a lot of people told me that shit, like, because I was a suicide girl before I did porn, and that was like my first thing I ever did that was nude or anything. And then when I decided I was getting into porn, I was posting like on Facebook or whatever that I was shooting for Burning Angel.
Because there's no better place to go to about porn than Facebook. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. But like, I had a few of my tattooed model friends to comment and tell me, and I remember them telling me like, Suicide Girls is going to kick you out. It's in your contract. And I was just like, well, if they find out, they find out. And then they did.
That's so fucking
funny.
That's
what it is.
That sucks. Well, fuck you. Dude. I guess we know her, you can shoot you out. We'll do it later. But anyway, let's break it to our lightning round, Jay.
Dan, as you did that, I am just over here setting up some of the other things because we still had what's her name in there.
Foxy here?
Foxy is not here. So give me like
Buddy Dave is very disappointed.
Give me about 30 more seconds and then I.
He's a huge Foxy fan.
I just found this like new feature where I can actually do this.
I bet you he was on Pornhub all night last night looking at Foxy videos because I told him that Foxy was going
to
be.
Dude, I had so much stuff to talk to her about too because like I'm what was the word? Intrigued by the trans like community and the porn that they create, because like I have all kinds of like questions, but we'll save that for what it is.
He has every week he breaks into something, Sheena, he about the aerodynamics of cock.
Yes.
Yes.
You're talking about me? Yeah, that's nice, Dan. Appreciate that.
Love
All right, let's see here. Okay.
All right, what do you got here?
So yeah, lightning round, is that what we're going with?
Lightning round, Jay.
Okay.
And she's gonna be the one guest that's gonna appreciate our music for it.
You ready? Are you ready, Dan?
Yes.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I think I'm gonna have to be involved. We're gonna have to all be involved in this lightning round because
you're gonna have to be involved in this
one person lightning round.
Ready?
Might get a little dicey.
Sheena, these are just going to be little questions, quick answers.
Quick answers.
Big stories, even though Jay will break into like big stories, but well, yeah, that. Ready? Okay. Sheena, you only get three words to describe yourself. What are they?
High, fun, and cute.
Good answers. Jay. What's something everyone else loves that you secretly find overrated?
Come on, this is supposed to be fast.
You suck at
I don't
this.
Know. Pass.
Same question. I bet you she'll answer quick. Sheena, what's something everyone else loves that you secretly find overrated?
It's a tough one, right? Yeah. See?
Sobriety. Yeah, because
sobriety.
Sobriety. It's... What do people find over?
Sheena, would you rather have a home on the beach or in the mountains?
Oh, home on the beach.
Jay?
I take the mountains.
Knew it. Jay, what kind of things really make you laugh?
Brainless TV. Like, I like to be, I watch TV to, like, not think about anything, so I will watch the dumbest brainless stuff and just kind of, like, chuckle. And
then he'll tell, and then he'll tell me about it, Sheena, and then I'll watch it, like, 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Which was fascinating this week. But anyway.
Bro, I can't, why can't I go anywhere in the world without someone mentioning 90 Day Fiancé? This must be the best show in the entire fucking world.
It's so bad.
You've never watched this train wreck TV? Anyway,
I've tried to see an episode here or there, but it's, literally anytime I speak to any human being, 90 Day Fiancé is brought up. Like, I have to get into it because I like bad reality TV.
It is choice bad reality TV. Speaking
of reality TV, if you could be any fictional character, who would it be, Sheena?
Oh, good. This is a good one. Any fictional character. I'd probably be Pastor J.
I'd be motherfucking Superman.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'd be like a superhero for sure. But I'd be a good guy.
Yeah.
Although Lois Lane isn't all that attractive. So maybe I'm rethinking. Couldn't deal with Gwyneth Paltrow. Lane? I mean, none of them have been that attractive.
I'm trying to think here. Has there been a... Margot Kidder was not attractive.
What's her name? Wasn't a... What's
Amy Adams? Is that her name?
Yeah, she's cute. She's cute, but she's not like, you know...
The one... You know who was hot? Did you ever watch Smallville when that was on?
I can gladly say, Dan, that I did Kristen not watch Kruk? Smallville when it was on. Thank you. You very much.
She was so hot. Kristen Kruk, or whatever her name
is. That's a good one.
And I like Superwoman.
Yeah, Supergirl? Like, I'd go with, like, Wonder Woman or something, because I love Wonder Woman.
All right. Jay, if you could jump into a pool of something, what would it be?
Vodka?
What? That's going to burn.
No, I think it'd feel kind of good. It'd be tingly.
What about you, Sheena?
Money.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
I thought for sure she was saying weed.
I was going
to
say that, too.
You know what would be actually kind of cool to jump into? Like, Reese's Pieces.
It would be cool, though. Imagine the feeling.
Or Rice Krispies.
I like all those. Those are all better than vodka.
Wait, everybody, take a hit.
Yeah, tell me you're an alcoholic without telling me you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, seriously.
Hold on, but think about this. You're in a pool of Rice Krispies.
Yes.
And they get in between
you. And they like crunch down when you get in them. And
then, no, wait, hold on. Wait. And then somebody suddenly pours a shit ton of milk in it. What would that feel like being snap, crackle, and popped all over the fucking place?
Right. I don't know about all that, though. I'd probably get a UTI.
Pool full of...
and bladder, like, what was it? Kidney stones.
I get a lot of UTIs too. It sucks. My life sucks.
UTIs? I'm sorry.
Just don't get one while you have a kidney stone.
That would suck.
Can you imagine?
Oh god.
What is the worst lie you've ever? What is the worst lie you've ever told your parents, Sheena?
Oh man, there's a lot of them. I used to tell them a whole bunch of bullshit.
I'm just getting one tattoo. It's my only one.
No, I know. No, I remember, like, I used to try to tell my dad that I was just, like, I didn't smoke weed and stuff when I was younger, but I've been smoking weed since I was, like, fucking... I don't even remember my life not smoking.
Do you think you might be able to retire if you had saved all your weed money?
Man, I was just thinking about that. Like, if I just figured that out somehow, I'm going to start growing weed for personal use only.
That's very... Do they allow it in Vegas? I mean...
You can grow up to so many.
See, that's the kind of weed laws that we need in this world. Like, Vermont's the same way. You can grow up to 6 plants or whatever for every adult in the house. Like, Jersey, that's how it works.
Damn,
anyway,
Jersey
next
sucks.
Question. Jersey. Jay, what's the worst law you've ever told your parents, Jay?
That I was still in college?
Oh, that's a bad lie. Ooh, I'd beat your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, they lived for a little while they thought that I was still in college. And then I went back to college.
You're 47 years old right now, mind you. The fuck you are.
42. Thank you.
You're and your parents still think you're in college?
No, I did fess up ultimately and tell them that I was not in college, but that
it's
I would
like
go-
that movie Accepted, where you go to a fake school.
Yeah, that was pretty much my life for a few months. Probably the worst thing I did. I mean, I like you also told them a lot of like absolutely tons of lies. So
one of my biggest lies I told them growing up was I used to go to concerts like every single fucking weekend. And for some reason, my dad just like did not want me to go to these like concerts that were dope. And so I used to just be like, yeah, I'm at someone's house staying the night. And then my friends and I would just go to these concerts like every weekend.
But you like death metal, right? Like Creator and shit like that.
No, I'm more into punk. Like I like more punk rock music, like Leftover Crack and the Casualties, Operation Ivy.
There you go.
But I'm like, also but, into
like old school punk though, like too. Yeah, like Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, I love Dead Kennedys and like obviously like a fucking Minor Threat and like yeah, I'm into
Black Flag.
Like, of course. Like I'm into pretty much all punk except like there's some punk out there like that I'm not really into, like more crass, not into it, like I don't know, but I'm into a lot of like just
Dan was in a barbershop quartet when he was younger.
Yes, we were.
Oh. Yeah, back like 20s.
I bet you Jay you can't even name like how many punk bands could you name, Jay?
I couldn't.
Without cheating.
I couldn't. No, I really couldn't.
I also like a lot of like old emo bands too. Like I'm going to Riot Fest, you know, and it's like My Chemical Romance and fucking they're not going anymore, but like Taking Back Sunday and Simple Plan and like a bunch of like shit that I grew up on like that too.
What I dig is that like I'm a huge music guy and everybody has their specific genre of music that they're into that they could list off 20 names of bands that really the only way that anybody's going to know who they are is if that person is into that exact genre too.
But I bet you I could name like you could throw out any kind of music and I can name 5 bands or artists in that genre at least.
You know, I would like to say I'm confident like that too, but maybe not. Like,
yeah,
you know,
Try me, Jay. But then if you bluegrass.
Jazz,
Miles Davis.
The jazz is too easy. Like, are you wanting to jump right
Harry
into
Connick
it?
Harry Connick Jr.
Name Dizzy 3 Gillespie. Bluegrass musicians.
3 bluegrass musicians?
Yes, 3.
Cletus?
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. But that's the beautiful thing about music. That's the beautiful thing about music is that there's so much out there. And really, I love all kinds of music. I aside from modern day country, I dig any live music, but you know, it's just a matter of kind of like getting out there and seeing it, you know.
We're off topic here, Jay. We
gotta
get back
to the
story.
Yeah, because if I told you like, hey man, I'm gonna go see John Hobo and the Freight Trains, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, but I would, you know what? I'd be like, is it modern day country? No? Man. Okay, cool, I'm in. Like, I'll check out anything. It's just.
But there's some modern country now that's good too. Like Chris Stapleton's actually pretty cool.
I don't know Luke Bryan.
Yeah. See, I like old country. I just like what I don't like is like the
like
Carrie Underwear.
No, like I don't like Carrie like Underwear. Like the you know like modern day Budweiser drinking Republican Donald Trump loving like you know
like,
it's just
so what's old country? Are you like Johnny Cash?
Yeah, like a Johnny Cash and like
badass,
Merle Haggard and like you know the old school guys like and not all the time. There's a bunch of other stuff that are, like you know.
Actually, I broke out a Johnny Cash album. I was playing on a turntable the other day. Fucking, it was like fucking cool. I was just reviving.
Johnny Cash is dope. Love him.
Yep. All right. Agree.
Let's get back to important questions here.
Okay.
Sheena, if you had to pick an animal, which animal do you find the sexiest of all?
Oh, the sexiest of all, a giraffe, fucking tall.
A giraffe.
Okay, he's lengthy. Yeah.
Please,
lengthy is
if you
is.
Would explain. Jay was
tall,
intrigued by Foxy. I'm intrigued
handsome.
By this.
Yes, I just like the way they drink.
Jay, what about you?
No,
what,
like I'm thinking, move? Like, okay, what do I find attractive in a man? Height? What's the tall? A giraffe.
Okay.
That was my thought process.
Okay. I'd say probably like a three-toed sloth. No, I don't know. I have a really hard answer. Dan, how about you?
Me? Well, I could go with the rabbit, like, but you know, I was thinking like the Bugs Bunny rabbit in Space Jam. What was her name?
Yeah, I could see that.
Lola.
And
yep.
Lola. Thank
Lola
you.
Bunny. Lola Bunny. Remember, we had this. This actually came up last week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So there we go. All right. Last but not least, tell us your favorite joke, Sheena.
That's so hard. That's so brutal to like. Tell us.
Yeah,
your
that's like.
Joke.
How can you answer these fast?
Jay,
that's tell a hard. That's joke, a hard one.
You know what I say all the time to my kids? You want me to tell you a dirty joke? 6 white horses fell in the mud.
Hey, you want a good joke? Little Johnny walks into the room, sees his parents fucking, points at his dad's dick, says, "Dad, what's that?" He's there. "Oh, that's, you have one too. That's how we go to the bathroom." He points at his mother. He's there. "What's that?" "Oh, that's where," and he's just trying to think, "that's where daddy hit, that's where God hit mommy with an axe." Little Johnny says, "Nice shot, right in the cunt."
I feel like Dan asked that. I feel like Dan asked that question just because he had that joke set up.
No, I could say, yeah. Why do gorillas have big nostrils?
Big fingers.
They have big fingers.
Yes, I knew that one. Yeah, I can't. Hey. I can't remember people's names, let alone an entire joke. Like this, it's somebody introduces themselves to me, and I'm just like in one ear, out the other, whatever.
It kind of pisses me off because I read a really fucking funny joke the other day, and I can't think of it, but it was so funny. I was like dying laughing, but now I can't think of it because I'm just like. Because
you're on talking. The spot. That's how it works.
Yeah, lucky.
All right, so we'll end this on another one then.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we need some redemption.
What kids' movie gives you nightmares?
Oh, when I was growing up, okay, so I used to really love that movie, All Dogs Go to Heaven, and in one of the All Dogs Go to Heaven movies, there was, like, this devil cat, and for some reason, like, once a week, I would have a nightmare about that cat.
Okay.
Like, it's a real traumatic story.
It's like, I'm still working on this with my therapist. I smoke a lot of weed to try and get over it.
No, for real, because I don't know why I remember it. So I had so many dreams about that devil cat growing up that like I remember it.
You know what mine was in Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure, Large Marge.
Oh, 10 out of 10 movie.
When Large Marge, like when they, and they went over the cliff and when they pulled her body from the burning wreckage, she looked like this. Like that was a thing that like, I was also a kid, Dan. You were like 46. So like, don't look at me like that.
I'm not looking at you like that.
I love that movie so much.
That was great. So here, Jay, I just texted you something.
Great.
Okay. Is it nudes?
Yes, it's a nude to me. I sent you a dick pic.
Okay. This, okay.
Me too.
This guy?
That's it.
Oh my God, Dan.
Is that him?
That was it.
Dan.
That was that cat.
Your penis is enormous.
I actually got nightmares.
Oh
that was what? That cat. I don't know. It was. Wizard of Oz,
like actually, the flying monkeys and Wizard of Oz used to scare the shit out of me.
Oh, those were scary too.
Whoop! See, that we don't have her. We're going back to the.
You know what was so funny? I thought she randomly popped in. I was about to be like, oh.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna you know what? You two talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'm gonna be right.
Jay's got to go pee. Why does he just say he's got to pee? Let's just talk shit about Jay. He doesn't wear his little AirPods. We can just talk shit. He won't know until he watches the show again if he ever does that again. So what have you been doing? So you've been doing lots. We'll let you get some plugs in here with some stuff. I mean, you've been doing a lot of stuff on.
When was the last time we talked?
I can't remember. Maybe November.
November.
Maybe.
I don't remember either because I don't remember what I've done.
Well, let's see. You were doing a lot of stuff. Let's see. You were doing a lot of stuff on OnlyFans. You have your own clips for sale thing. I don't know. It doesn't have a lot of. I didn't get a lot of information from Erica.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
You were recently
up for alternative.
Oh, you know what happened since we talked?
You're up for alternative.
I did a docu. Huh?
You're up for alternative performer of the year at the Cammy Awards.
Oh, yes, I am. I forgot about that because I'm not going to win.
Don't be positive, Sheena.
Be positive. No, it's true. It's true.
What I miss? What I miss?
We're talking. We're talking. We're actually talking her adult career. We're done. We're out of lightning.
We move past this. Okay. Oh, we're out of lightning.
And then also to push your cam, SheenaRose.cammodels.com. People can see your live cam shows. I got that here.
Do you like camming? Yes.
Wait, you have a podcast?
I love camming, dude. I love camming so much.
Wait, you have a podcast here?
So I did. So what happened was I did, and it was based off of my blog, Thought of a Thought, and me and my friend were doing it. And then we took a winter break, but then she needed like a whole entire internet break. And then so it was extended. And then I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? I think instead of doing this podcast, because I like doing it and I love doing it, but I have so much that I'm doing anyway. Like, I think I'm just going to focus on like turning thought of a thought into like a book that I'm going to sell for Amazon. You know, it's just going to be a bunch of erotic stories.
Okay.
You know what's really funny? Jay's such a boomer that he doesn't even know what a thought is.
Like thot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't try and young me. Okay? Out young me. It's not a thing.
Don't like, play.
Yeah, seriously.
Come on, boomer. Yeah. You know what it is, boomer?
I know what a thought is.
What, are you going to Google it right now?
Hold on just a second.
Hey, Siri.
No, it's a what's chick, right? It's like a hot chick. Yeah. Alexa, what's a thought?
I just said, hey, Alexa. Siri, what's a thought?
My Alexa really reacted to that. She was going to answer
you. Also called thinking is the mental
process. A thought's like another like word for like, it's a derogatory term, actually, right?
I don't know. You tell me. I mean, I know what it is in reference. Well, like,
she says it, so.
It's like a woman that like many, it's like a
sexually
that,
active woman. There. Is it a hoe?
Yeah.
It's a hoe.
Yeah, that hoe.
Oh, okay.
Ho. So.
That's just from like what I've seen, what I've heard. Like, I don't.
Dan knows how to floss.
You know, we talked about last week sounding. You know what sounding is, Sheena?
Oh my God, dude. Okay, so you asked me if I love webcamming. I absolutely love webcamming. I fucking make amazing money. Like, I have great clients. I love what I do. I'm so blessed. But, and I can watch anything. Like, I can literally sit there and like fake pretend or talk or do whatever. I can watch anything. But when a guy sounds, that is the one thing that I'm looking at where I'm just like, oh my God, no, stop. I can't fake it. I can't fake it. How does that not fucking destroy you?
I have no idea.
We got into a whole sounding discussion last week. Jay was horrified. Did you actually watch any sounding stuff?
No.
I watch someone sound at least once a month. Like, it's pretty popular. And like the girls who are like femdoms, like I have a femdom friend, she watches people sound like nightly on webcam. And I don't know. I just recently watched a guy sound like maybe a couple weeks ago. And I was just like, fuck, that's crazy. And some of them will get really fat. Like some guys will get like a nice fat, like a toothbrush, like literally a toothbrush. I watched a guy do.
So there's household items going in there. I thought it was just tuning.
It's a thing.
Oh my God.
It's a thing, Jay.
Dude, you know what?
Like, I can watch someone literally shit and be like, ooh, that's so hot, baby. But like when I see someone sound, I'm like, doesn't it hurt?
Wait, you like watching people shit?
No, she's saying
I don't like it, but I'm saying like if it's there and it's like there or whatever. I honestly haven't done a show like that in probably years, but I've had shows where guys have shit and then like ate it and then like nutted without touching their dick.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. That was actually more impressive than anything. Nutted without touching your dick.
Mm-hmm.
People can do that? Like, I mean, aside from like, you know, like a wet dream or something.
Yeah, guys can actually do that. My best friend, he was dating this guy and he would tell me that he had to stop fucking with him because they would make out and the guy would come in his pants every time they would make out. So it was like,
but it wasn't like something like he wasn't like going like zen like and like being able to like make himself do it. It was like, oh, this shit happened accidentally, like,
but it would happen all the time.
This is so fascinating.
Oh, that's a mess.
Without even touching it or anything.
That happened to me, you know, when I first...
Tuesday. It happened to Dan on Tuesday.
Busted my front door.
Me too.
Oh, man.
You can get into... I've heard that women can get into zens and have mind orgasms.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, imagine if a dude, like, just, like, you know, went, like, full, like, Buddha and just, like, sat down and was, like, home and then, like, got an erection and then was able to, like... launch without like even touching it. That would be impressive.
Yeah,
I'd watch that on the video.
Come on,
Jay, you never premature jacked when you were like hanging with a girlfriend or something when you were in high school.
No, never like rubbing against somebody like instantaneously, like putting it in and then being done. Yes, like I've definitely done that. Like that's something, but like. I've never been like back in the day when you like dry hump your girlfriend, like, you know, like that was like a thing that like teenagers did where you like make out on the couch and grind against each other. No, never happened. I had one wet dream in my life. It was the coolest thing. I wish I could do it all the time.
One?
Only one. One? Just one. I mean, if jerking off to get out of bed is like a part of your daily routine, wet dreams aren't a thing that like happen all the time. So like, you know.
It's a nocturnal emission.
Too much information.
I feel like if I'm feeling myself having a wet dream, I'll just turn over and fuck my partner.
There you go. Well, as an adult, it's much, you know, as a kid, it's like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. I feel like, I remember having them even when I was younger, but I think I've had more wet dreams as an adult, weird enough.
See, now, the difference, though, is like, would you consider a wet dream to actually orgasm, or would it be like just a sexual dream that like?
No, but it's a sex dream, Jay.
Actually orgasm.
Okay, I'm just asking if it's different from a guy or a girl. Like a guy, it doesn't. You wouldn't count it unless like you actually like jizz the bed, you know. But
whatever. Yeah, because otherwise it's just every single night for you guys, because you guys always wake up with boners.
Wake up in the middle of the night, evening. Like I thought when you get old, that kind of like goes away. But like apparently, either I'm not old enough, or like it's just I don't know what it is, but it's still there. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just like walk around, let it swing a little bit, like you know.
You get the piss woody in the morning.
I mean, I would love. Like, would you imagine? Could you imagine like for a day, like just having a penis? Like, what would you do with it?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've thought about that so many times, and I know exactly what I would do if I had one. Okay. So,
she's like, a professional weed smoker. You're asking her stupid questions.
Empowered, so.
So, what would you do with it?
Hold on, Jay.
Oh, if I had a dick for a day, I'd for sure, like, swing it around. I'd jerk off. I'd fuck with a condom. I'd fuck without a condom. I'd fuck an asshole. I'd fuck a throat. I would, if I didn't say jerk off, I'd jerk off.
Again,
I would try
you
to
jerk off again, because that's how that works.
Ride a unicorn.
Okay.
Right. I'd attempt to suck my own dick. I'd probably fuck a fleshlight. Like I'd literally fuck every little thing that I could just to know what it felt like.
Well, that's what every man has done throughout their entire life.
For a note, after you fuck the fleshlight, don't put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, whatever.
I got it in jet.
So, see, because I asked that question because, like, I don't know as if I'd like to experience a vagina because then, I mean, like, you could play with it a little bit, but, like, I'm not trying to, like, I don't know.
To be honest, you don't want to experience a vagina because we have so many issues. But if the day you experience a vagina, you're on your period.
You know what I would like to experience? I would love to just swing like a giant dick for one day. Just like a huge ass, like just like...
Like a mandingo.
Like the dick that you pull out and women are like, oh my God, like look at that thing.
Dan
like,
says you can't go a day
just
without...
Just go to South Philly over there, Jay. Find a corner and just find somebody.
No,
a giant dick.
No,
own.
My own. I want to have my own. Just like, I mean, you know, I consider myself average, but I'd like to like, you know, just like be able to just like, just like lay it out on the table. Just like everybody's got that one friend.
What's your name?
Everybody's got that one friend. Although I'm going to guess Sheena probably has more than one that has like the big dick friend that just like pulls it out in the middle of like anywhere you're at a party and like, they like, you know, just like helicopter through the room or like
that's
whatever.
That's called a predator.
It's true.
Everyone has that one predator friend.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Maybe it's just that the 90s were different. I don't know. But no, but it's like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they definitely were.
Dude, we had one friend, we called him Peckerleg after we saw it.
Yeah. I had my one of my buddies, the first time I ever met him, I walked into a bathroom bar a bathroom in a bar, and he's in the urinal next to me, and he's like, he looks over, he goes, "Look at this thing. Isn't this beautiful?" And he's like, I mean, he's literally like holding it back like he was holding a rifle, you know, like just like, you know, fully. And that was not particularly the reason why I became friends with him, but it was a story that went on later on that he was that guy.
I would have taken that as an invitation to suck it.
No. It was definitely in a very heterosexual kind of way. As heterosexual as one man showing another man his dick in a urinal. Like, but you know,
that's how he fucking groomed you to be his friend.
Maybe I was, yeah, that's what it was.
See, I told you, did I not say groomed. Before Jay? Did I not say before Jay is fascinated by dick?
Dude, listen, it's
pretty cool because they can be all different, like shapes and sizes. How do you know what? I have a question. How do you feel about this? Because I asked this to my Twitter. Are you upset if you're circumcised or uncircumcised? But if you were circumcised, are you upset that your parents did that without your consent because it's a procedure that you do not need? Or would you have rather been grown up and made the decision for yourself?
I think I grew up with what I am circumcised and I grew up circumcised. And I think that like I'm cool with it. Like I never really thought about, you know, and I have a son who we did circumcise and like, you know, I don't know. I never really thought that it was something that was taken away from me per se.
Well, do you prefer one over the other, Sheena?
Nah, not for me. I don't care.
The circumcised?
Yeah, like I know some girls care or whatever, but I know that it's more of an American thing. Well, I know that my mom, we're Jewish, she's Jewish, and it was important for my little brother to be circumcised when he was a baby.
Right.
But like, other than that, like, you know, I don't like, I know in America that it's like more of a thing, and then like all over the rest of the world, dudes aren't circumcised. And I know that there's like a whole community on the internet of men who are angry that they were mutilated as babies and they didn't get the opportunity to choose for themselves.
It's a
procedure that's completely unnecessary. 100%. You don't need to do it.
Nope. And I think
then why'd you get your son circumcised if you agree with that?
No, I agree with the fact that like there are people that, you know, whether you are raised with it or not, like I think that it was something, again, because it never bothered me or it was never something that I looked at like it was a choice taken from me without me being able to make it. I guess I just probably passed that along to my kid and like that's just the way it is. But, you know, I mean, everybody has their right to like, you know, their own body and their own decisions.
I mean, there's also men out there who believe like, thank God my parents did it because I want to be circumcised. I for sure wouldn't have done it at 30 years old.
And if you don't get it done when you're a baby, it's not like I've actually known people that have gotten it done like as adults, and it's like having chicken pox as adults versus having it as a kid. Like as a kid, you just kind of like bounce back and you go. As an adult, it's a whole different thing. I think it's an American thing too, where it's just like, you know, the large majority of like any of my friends or whatever that I would at least know about have been circumcised, you know? So it's kind of like, that's a thing.
Yeah. I remember like my boyfriend in high school, they, in his little friend group, they would make fun of the kid that wasn't circumcised. And that was like, you know, and it was just kind of dumb because they were like in high school or whatever. But as like, it's honestly, like we said, you know, some guys are like, thank God my parents did that for me because I know I wouldn't do it now as an adult. And some guys feel like, especially in America, some guys feel like insecure about it. But like to the rest of the world, like everywhere in Europe, and everywhere else, like you don't.
Every dude in the world is looking for a reason to be, you know, to like look down on his own dick. Like, I mean, and porn is really hard for that. Like, it's interesting because you know, I have two young kids that are like starting to get into the age of like, dude, they have phones and like they can see shit. And I need to have these conversations with them and like whatever. And it's like, it's really hard to get kids or young adults the ability to be able to realize that like entertainment is entertainment. And it's like the same way that you can see, you know, fucking Spider-Man crawl up a building, like that shit's not, you know, like that's not normal. That doesn't, like, that's not a normal thing of how the world works, you know? And so when kids look at porn to first start, it's like, dude, you know, and I remember when I was a kid, I got caught. I found my parents' like porn stash in their their closet. It was on VHS tapes, and I put it in. And like every stupid kid, I like back then, by the way, when you would take their VHS tapes, you'd have to rewind it back to like where it was on the tape, or else it was like known. So I went one step further, and I just left it in the VCR because, you know, I nutted and I was like, all right, I'm done. Cool. Like, and just like walked off, I guess, because I'm an idiot kid. My parents came home with like one of their pornos in the VHS and the box cover on the bed, on their bed, you know, like I literally just trailed it like out.
You just did not care.
And it was just, I was just an idiot kid that, you know, whatever. Yeah. Anyways, it's funny
like,
because
on that whole topic of that, I think that like, yeah, porn definitely gives like even adults an unrealistic expectation of what sex is. You can't really just meet someone in a bar and then slap them and, you know, like pound their head into the bed board or whatever. I don't know. I think this is an unpopular opinion, but I've actually said this on a few different interviews that I think that all porn should be behind a paywall, or I think that in access to visit tube sites, you need to have your ID and a credit card on file. Like, I think that it's almost, and like kids are going to be kids. You can try as much as you can to monitor them and whatever, but this is the internet now. And it's just like, I think that it's.
So I agree. I agree with you in the concept of the idea of like trying to keep this out of like or off the eyeballs of like as many kids as you can to do that. The thing that scares people when you start doing things like that is that who holds the switch? You know what I mean? Back in the day when they started the domain .xxx or whatever, and that was like a thing, and they were trying to get like porn companies.
They were just
like,
trying to use it as an argument to market it, though.
Yeah, but understand that like there were also politicians that said it should be all on like one domain, you know, ending or whatever, like.
What do you think they were saying that for?
And the problem is that then you give them the opportunity to flip the switch to take it all off. Like, all you need, listen, the last four years have taught us anything, anything can happen. You know what I mean? And anybody in power can get in any position and start to like pull plugs. Now, that being said, it's all black market and like there would be a whole different thing. But like, I agree. We got to figure out a way that you can't just go to type in Pornhub and like,
you know,
have like,
you know what the most amazing thing is, Jay? The amazing thing is, Jay, it was only 4 years. I thought it was like longer.
It felt like a lifetime, Dan.
But anyway, Jay.
And that's not even on like a perspective of like seeing with like kids and stuff like that, but like on a whole other side of it, on a business perspective, the amount of fucking men that are like, or people or anyone in general that are like, why are you paying for porn? It's free. Like, if porn wouldn't be like you, porn is, it's impossible for porn to be free because then no one would be doing porn. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, and so like, on a whole business side of it, it's like, man, we need to just put this shit all behind a paywall. Do something like that. Like, for me, my webcamming site,
there's always going to be one asshole there.
Like, get anything with me without a fucking credit card on file.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of assholes.
Speaking.
Jay?
Yeah, Dan.
It's time. No, not Jay. Not that you're an asshole.
Yes, Dan.
But it's time to start wrapping this thing up. We got our big FU, Jay.
You notice that my dance is kind of the same for like every single song that we do? There you go.
You gotta vote.
All right.
So, I don't know. So this is our big part of the show where we start winding things down. And yeah, we had to change it over from Cock Talk with Jay Handy to back to the happy hour.
Oh, I got something for you, Dave.
But anyway, so Jay, you want to go first?
Yeah, I do. I do, actually, because it's going to fit right in. And by fit in, I mean more cock talk.
Go ahead.
So my big fuck you is going to go to a company that has been the bane of our existence since they started. We fight the fight all the goddamn time. We get shadow banned where we haven't had an extra follower on this fucking website for the last God knows how long. But my big fuck you goes to Facebook, okay? But not for why you think. My big fuck you goes to Facebook mainly because I hate the fact that not when they track me, they can't figure out what I've bought and what I've not bought. I buy a new pair of shoes. 2 days later, my newsfeed is filled with that same goddamn pair of shoes. I buy a new pair of pants. 2 days later, my newsfeed is filled completely with entirely, you know, with the exact same pair of pants. My last one, though. Well, sorry, wrong one. Nope, wrong one. There you go. This time, it's like they don't pay attention to what I'm already buying because I got six of these, okay? I don't need another one. I don't understand.
That is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
They keep shoving this giant wine rack down my throat. I can only buy so many of them. Once
that's
I
the guy for the bed.
Like I exactly, Dan. There you go. You get that one? Okay. So my big fuck you goes to Facebook for pretty much everything, but just because of the big dick wine rack. Yeah. So there you go.
There you go. Fuck you, Facebook.
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck Sheena. You, Facebook. Sheena, man, I haven't had a problem with the company in a while. I haven't had any.
You got a bad neighbor. You got a family member you want to like put out on the line.
The cost of weed and fucking there. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, honestly, like fuck you to that. Fuck you to the taxes on the marijuana in Nevada. Honestly, like we don't pay state taxes and we shouldn't pay such high weed taxes either.
Do you know how much there you go. Fuck those guys. Do you know how much they charge you like on top of like if something costs $100, like is it $130? Is it like those crazy hotel fees?
I forgot. Or? So today the weed was
today's weed.
Yeah. Today was I want to say it was $260 and I ended up paying $320.
So they get you for an extra, that's like hotel fees. Like that's like that, like, oh, well, there's a luxury tax and a travel tax and a state tax and a state
breaking,
tax.
Breaking news, by the way. I just got a CNN alert. Okay. The probe into U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz includes, went away. Scrutiny of potential public corruption tied to the medical marijuana industry.
Nah, fuck that guy. He's fuck Matt Gaetz. Big fuck you to Matt Gaetz. There you go. Seriously.
Yeah, fuck him. That's where our big fuck you is going to go.
We should all spend our fuck yous on that. All right.
So, my big fuck you, because Jay knows I never go about anything petty on this thing. But there could have been lots of things. I was, I'm waiting to do that. But you know, I was thinking about it, Jay.
What's that, Dan?
And I'm trying to think what fucking happened to me this week. Mm-hmm. And something happened and it really bothered me. And Jay, I think you'll relate to this. So, okay. It's to the anti-cheese melters at various restaurants. You get cheese on a sandwich, hold on, on a burger, an egg McMuffin, a fucking McGriddle.
A McGriddle, yes.
A McGriddle, a fucking, you're in fucking Rosemont at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, you order a bunch of cheeseburgers, and that cheese ain't melted on those fucking burgers.
The cheese melted.
You're so right. Like, you are so right about that. Why the fuck is the cheese ever melted?
A grilled cheese. I want my cheese.
You should not be able to see the perfect square of a piece of cheese on something. It needs to be laid over.
I want it melted. In fact, I want it melted. I was telling
you. It's not hot enough, Dan. It's not hot enough.
I'll give my Bambino's Deli a plug here or whatever, because I'm sitting there with my partner over there, and we're sitting there, and he accidentally left
sex partner.
A bagel in the fucking oven with some, he just put some cheese on it, and it was black. And I'm like, I will fight you right now for that black fucking burnt cheese on there. Because that's the most delicious thing ever. Have you ever had burnt cheese?
Dan knows that I will send every McDonald's cheeseburger back because it's not hot enough. So it's
I'm buying that fucking cheeseburger.
You need to stop going to McDonald's then because McDonald's.
I didn't go to McDonald's. I went to fucking Burger King.
No, I agree with you.
Sometimes there's no fucking McDonald's that was close enough or whatever at the time. And I was just driving home. I just wanted the fucking cheeseburger. I stopped at fucking Burger King. I got a cheeseburger and the fucking cheese wasn't even fucking cold, warm yet. And I'm like, and it started me thinking, Jay,
Y'all just need to go to In-N-Out. Like In-N-Out's cheese is always.
We don't have In-N-Out here.
We don't have In-N-Out, and I'm gonna say something very unpopular. I'm not a big fan of In-N-Out.
Dude, see, these are good on your unpopular opinion lightning round.
You know what? That's what we need to do.
I'm not a fan of In-N-Out.
I like this.
All right. Well, anyway, this is my fuck you. So, fuck you, motherfuckers working in fucking various restaurants and fast food places. Melt my motherfucking cheese.
Melt cheese, please.
Fuck you if you don't.
There you go. Nice job.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Well, Sheena, thank you very much.
Sheena, you literally filled four shoes today. I'm impressed. It's like.
You did awesome. Like, usually Jay's there, like, texting me, like, dude, wrap it up. I want to get out of here.
No, I'm good.
I feel like I was super stoned and not as fun as I could.
You did a hell of a job. Thank you.
Hell of a job.
Nice
job. You know what? If one of us takes a vacation or whatever, you could be, like fucking the
fill-in. Oh, good for you.
But remind everybody where they can find you on the good old internet.
Jim Carrey?
Was it Jim Carrey? I think so, right?
Oh, good for you.
No, that's Christian Bale, right? In
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
American Psycho?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sheena, where can everybody find
you? Do it live!
You?
Fuck it!
if you want to find me, you can make it super easy for yourself. You can just go to my website, which is Sheena Rose, or I don't know. I see it up on the screen.
xxxsheenarose.com. Is that right?
Yeah, xxxsheenarose.com is the website for all my links. You'll find like every link that you want there. But if you want to check out my website and
it's not only Sheena Rose, it's Sheena Rose.
Whatever, close enough. I literally, there are so many S, H, and E's in this. Like, every time I typed it, I'm like, look at this. Rena, I don't know.
You got an R right there.
Listen,
Rena Rose right here.
Ted did the OnlyFans website. Everything else I did. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Just go to
xxxsheenarose.com.
Yeah, you can go to xxxsheenarose.com or sheenarose.xxx.com.
She's got her X's in the front and in the back. Nicely done.
All right, well, thank you for filling in. And Foxy was supposed to be here. Hopefully, she's okay.
We're going to have Foxy and Sarah Vandella on next week. Yep.
Fuck you. go to exoticaexpo.com to find out all things Exotica. That's Exotica. 3X's followers, not Exotica if you're not. For myself, Jay, and Sheena, our official co-host.
Yeah. I'm gonna be getting out of here because I gotta go get my toes.
All right. Well, here we go.
I'm looking for this week, but we won't even do that. But anyway. Jay, stay safe.
Stay sexy. And until next week, enjoy your happy ending.
I'm telling you, that's gummy bear.
It says it's cannabis. Cannabis.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's gummy bears. I swear.
Gummy bear? Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't joke with me. I will eat this all.
No. No. No, your blood sugar.
No.
Your blood sugar.
I have no blood sugar. But it's stable.
Okay. I told you what it is. Okay, yeah, it is.
See?
Yeah, okay.
Huh? You're telling a lie to me, huh? I'm your mother.
Okay. You want to share?
Okay.